I mean, obviously, we were all watching it last night at the sponsors' dinner. We're all together for that, and when it came out, couldn't really quite believe it had happened. But I mean, obviously, last time we were disappointing. I think first half we did ourselves justice, but then obviously, second half was a bit of a collapse. So we'll go there looking to do better. But I think it's a great tie for everyone. I don't think anyone can sort of wish for a bigger tie, and obviously we'll aim to do a bit better this time.
Yeah, how do you get that mentality now going into it? What sort of mentality do you have? Because I guess part of you will be feeling a little bit ominous after the scoreline last time in that second half period, but the other half of you must be thinking, well, we can go there and try and put the wrongs right.
Yeah, I think you've just got to go and enjoy it as well. And last time it might not have enjoyed it because obviously we're getting a pace in second half. So I think you'll enjoy it more, obviously, if you do give it a right good go and you sort of in a game and it's a good game rather than a bit one-sided. So, I mean, it's a great tie. Whoever plays, we rested a few players last time. Whoever plays, it'll be a great chance for them to play. But I don't think you can ask for a better draw, to be honest.
You think it's the draw that you'd have wanted then? Because a couple of callers on Football Heaven last night said to us ahead of the draw, anybody but Manchester City away.
Well, I don't think the game's come any bigger than Man City. That's all I can say, really. You look at fantastic players they've got, and as a player, obviously chances might be a bit narrower to go through to the next round, but what a fantastic occasion and a great away day.
How are you viewing things at the moment in time then, Tom? It's seemingly turned around a little bit in the last couple of games, hasn't it? Back-to-back victories, you could use the stat as well of one defeat in nine now. It's seemingly looking fairly bright.
Yeah, I think we were sort of saying when we were going through the sticky patch that we had, we weren't getting beat necessarily, but obviously draws weren't really good enough because if you keep doing that too often, teams are going to catch you up. They can afford to lose a couple of games, but as long as they win one, they'll still catch you up. So things look totally different now that we've had those back-to-back wins, and we've seen what a jump that can give you. It's give everyone a lift around the place, and the boys are buzzing for this weekend now, and once you get into that rhythm of winning again, it's fantastic to come into training. Everyone's sort of bubbling away, ready to go at the weekend, so we'll be full of spirit going into the weekend, and it'll be a really tough game, I think, against Wolves. Lost their last few games, and they'll be looking to stop that. You know, we've seen ourselves when we've been through our sticky patch, like you say, how hard you are working to try and put it right, so I'm sure that's what Wolves will be doing now.
And the next three games look key to me if I look at it and say Wolves at home, Fulham away and Blackpool at home as well, especially those two home games. They're two games that you've got to be going into with a mentality of taking 6 points, surely.
Yeah, everyone will be thinking that they'll look at Wolves' form, they'll look at where Blackpool are in the table, but I don't think we can underestimate the form, the challenge of Wolves at the weekend. They might not be in the best of form, but we've seen this season that they have had some good results. They've been near the top for a long period of time. So it's down to us, really, to start off brightly and put them under pressure, because they will be under pressure at the moment, and don't give them any hope in sort of turning things around. But like you say, if to get 6 points out of those two games would be fantastic. And I said in an interview before, the two games that we just won, that if we could come out of the Christmas period, the busy Christmas period, sort of cemented in that top half, it would give us a really good chance then going into the back half of the season to try and kick on.
A really good chance of getting the playoffs then? Is that what you're meaning by that and looking at the top six?
Yeah, well, I think if we are in that top half, when we come out of the Christmas period, you're bound to be, three points off the playoffs? It's that tight. So anyone who's within 3 points of the playoffs going into the back half of the season will say that they've got a chance of getting in around that. And even further down the line, with 10 games, 15 games to go, if you're within four or five points, there's a chance of getting in the playoffs. So we've just got to look at these three games now, like you say, vital games for us. And if we can get a good haul from them, and we give ourselves that chance then, second half of the season, to be in contention.
And for you personally, Tom, I saw a lot of your football at Leeds over the years, and having seen you play this year as well, it seems as though you kind of have stepped up a level. It seems like your game has really stepped up to another level in the Championship personally. Do you feel that as well? Do you feel, I guess, rejuvenated by the move to Sheffield Wednesday?
Yeah, I do. I think there's quite a few factors. I think sort of when you come into the scene, into the Championship fresh, not a lot of people know what you're about. It can sometimes be a lot of hype if you have a couple of good games, put a bit of form together. And my first few seasons, I never really had any setbacks. I was flying. I managed to get into sort of the under-21 squad with England. And then I had a difficult year. I think it wasn't just me. I think there's a lot of people at the club who had a difficult year. It was a difficult year at the club. It was tough times, and we're sort of in a team that was very, very inconsistent, and it was difficult for everyone around the place. So I just felt at this point in my career that I needed a change to come to Sheffield and just focus fully on my football, work with a manager who's going to get the best out of me, and I'm just really enjoying playing my football at the moment, and things can change quickly, so I'm just going to keep the same mindset as when I signed for Sheffield, that I'm coming here now to really kick on and try and step up that level, and I think I've been fairly consistent, so I'm going to try and keep that going.
And how much of it is down to having a consistent partner alongside you in Glenn Leuvens as well? Because, again, at Leeds you played alongside a number of different other centre-halves, but here at Sheffield Wednesday you're playing alongside someone on a weekly basis. Have you learnt from him? Have you learnt a lot from his experience in that team?
Definitely. That's one thing that I spoke to the manager about when I came here, but he thought as well himself that I've never really had a settled partnership at the back, or even, you could say, a four, really. Throughout my career, it's been sort of chopped about. So I think I've benefited from that. And Glenn's a really good centre-half to play alongside. So I've really enjoyed playing alongside him. And hopefully that can continue. Hopefully we can keep both playing well and hold on to our position, because we've got people sort of desperate to come in and show what they can do. So there is competition for places, especially at the back. So we'll be trying to keep that partnership going.
And it's the second best defence in the Championship this season for yourselves at Sheffield Wednesday. How much as well of that is down to the man between the sticks, Kieran Westwood? Do you think he's the best keeper in the division?
Yeah, he's up there. He's up there, definitely. He's been brilliant this season. I think he's won two sort of Player of the Month awards, and they were really well deserved. So it's been fantastic any time that a team sort of has managed to get through the defence, and they've just got to get that last step to obviously put it in. Westy's bailed us out a few times, so we're really grateful to have him behind us, and his vocal sort of authority is fantastic, and that's something that I've really benefited from this season.